Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Matt Geislinger begins the 12th inning for the Watkins Clippers. And the first pitch to Colton Minkle is a ball. 1-0.
Well, we knew we were in for a good ball game, and I guess we're getting on here, Randy. 12 innings. Will be a 12-inning game.
No score. There's a strike call to Minkle, who's 2-for-4 today against Matt.
Maybe they were checking the scoreboard out earlier. They would put all them zeros up there, but that's the way the score is going.
Minkle a drive to right field. Shading his eyes a little bit as Dan Burks makes a catch for the out. You know, we don't have full sunshine here, but just a little bit of a haze.
A little bit.
One out.
Now batting, number 4, the left fielder, Logan Swan.
Logan Swan to the plate.
Very pleasant day.
Geislinger with 18 strikeouts through the first 11 and a third innings today. He's given up 6 hits. Not walked a man. Ground ball back to Geislinger on the mound. Matt steps and throws and helps his cause with a 1-3 put out.
What Matt would like to see, a good quick inning so they don't throw too many pitches.
Absolutely.
If we don't win this thing, I got another inning in me yet.
Right, right. And right now he's throwing 3 pitches. Here's Sean Dollarshell at the plate. There's a strike from Matt, and the count 0-1 to Dollarshell. Dollarshell, 1-for-4 today with 3 strikeouts. They kick the pitch. That's inside, a ball, and 1-1. I'm just so impressed with Matt's control today. It's just been
right around that plate.
Oh, so good. 1-1. Here's a ground ball pass. Third baseman Carson Geislinger in the left field. The 7th hit off of Matt.
Looks like a breaking ball on that one. I think he's Dollarshell kind of hung back on.
The 2-out single will bring up designated hitter Trevor Nissen. And Trevor is 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts against Geislinger. He is the number 9 hitter. Brendan Ashton holds Dollarshell at first. Moorhead leading the Cold Spring Springers 4-1, bottom of the 6th inning. Geislinger ready on the mound. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Nissen. Strike 2, 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes. Geislinger looks over to first. Dollarshell, not a big lead. And the 0-2 to Nissen is high for a ball. And 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 on, 2 outs here in the 12th inning. No score between Watkins and Bird Island. Matt Geislinger ready. Looks down to Lincoln Hogan. And a little changeup. Bobbled at the plate. The tag. Nissen's out. 19 strikeouts for Matt. Let's go do it, Clippers. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on. We have played 11 and a half. Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
I have to have lunch pretty soon.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you in Springfield. Scoreless game, bottom of the 12th inning. Boy, there's been a lot of stuff thrown around here already, Don. Don just said he's going to have lunch pretty soon. Todd Menke texted me. He said, what do you and Don do? Extra innings? Is there enough popcorn for us? I don't know. We're getting score updates from Russ Kaltop on that Springers game. So the last we heard, Springers were down after bottom of the sixth, 4-1. They won earlier today. They beat Misto 7-2. Here's Carson Geislinger starting up the 12th for the Clippers, and the first pitch from Mr. Kingery is strike called, and 0-1. Carson fouls it at the plate, and 0-2 now to Carson. Nolan and Kevin Kramer will bat here in the 12th.
Carson running a little bit of a snag there. I think it was the 10th inning. It was control a little bit. 9th or 10th inning, and he seems to have found it, but now it looks again like he's trying to work away, and he's throwing a lot of them in the dirt here.
Josh Kingery, the draftee from Atwater. He took over for starter Logan Nissen. That was back in the 9th inning with one out, or with two outs in the 9th. Carson Geislinger takes low for a ball, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kingery's pitch, that bounces up to the plate, and the count full at 3-2. Clippers looking for a base runner here in the 12th. And we welcome all our listeners back at home, all the Geislinger families. I know you're listening at home to your sons and grandsons participating. Carson pops this one up, shallow left field. Looking up is the left fielder, and he'll make the catch for the out. That's Logan Swan. Springers have come back, scored a few runs. Now 4-3, Moorhead in the 7th. Moorhead leading 4-3 against the Springers.
That's the battle for the Springers here, isn't
that it? That it is.
They can win this one. They have to win two tomorrow to take it, don't they?
They do. A lot of baseball yet, maybe.
Yeah.
With one out, Carson the fly ball to left field. Here comes Nolan Geislinger. Nolan 2-for-4 today, and the first pitch is a strike to Nolan and 0-1.
Find out how much pitching you have in the state tournament then, don't you?
You do. Here's a curveball that Nolan will foul off, and the count at 0-2. The ball, two strikes. Kevin Kramer on deck. Big curveball from Kingery. That's high, and the count, one ball, two strikes. Josh Kingery on the mound. The pitch in the dirt, and 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Ready again. The pitch right there, strike three, and Nolan gets caught looking.
Nice pitch by Kingery.
So Nolan takes a call, third strike, and it'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate.
Kept playing with that curveball on the outside corner of Nolan, right? Then he kept that fastball on the inside corner. Blues by him. Nice pitch by Kingery.
Yeah, I think Kingery, you know, he's been good and wild.
Whereas effectively wild.
Effectively
yes.
Wild, yeah. Yeah. Kevin Kramer so far today. One hit, and he skies his one to left field. Going out is the shortstop, and in foul ground. A nice running catch with his back to the infield by Dylan Gass, and that'll end the Clippers' 12th. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played at 12 here in Springfield. No score between Watkins and Springfield, or Watkins and Bird Island. We're back in a minute.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhn Knight. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
As we go to the 13th inning here in Springfield this afternoon, no score between Watkins and Bird Island. Top of the order, James Wolfel at the plate against Matt Geislinger, and Wolfel with a count of one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count.
Watkins kind of been stuck in that nine hits for quite some time, haven't they?
Yeah. No runs, nine hits, two errors for the Clippers. No runs, seven hits, and an error for Bird Island.
At one point in this game, it was seven hits, a three.
Geislinger ready. The 1-1 to Wolfel. They appeal on the check swing by Wolfel, and they say no swing, and the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Here's a swing and a miss by Wolfel, strike two. Matt says, I'll just take them myself, right?
He hurt himself on that one a little bit. Wolfel, something on his calf muscle. He jumped quite a bit when he come out of that swing.
Two balls, two strikes. Geislinger looking down to Lincoln Hogan here in the top of the 13th. And a check swing foul by Wolfel. Yeah, more like a hip flexor or hip pointer or something like that. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. If you're tuning in for the Rosary tonight, the Rosary will be heard immediately following this ball game. A pop-up in the infield. Carter Block back on the grass at second, makes the catch for out number one.
Just kind of wonder how long that can go in this game. Nobody warming up.
No. Well, and maybe Matt's managing, hopefully, for tomorrow. And because
you need him.
Yeah.
He must feel good.
He must feel good.
Bringing it.
Jordan Sagadahl takes the ball high, 1-0. And Geislinger's next offering is low for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Geislinger has struck out 19 in the ball game. There's a strike called. And two balls, one strike. 2-1. That's pitch and a shot to center field. Kramer giving chase, and he's not going to catch this one. Yeah, Sagadahl legging it out. He's going to go for three. Here comes the throw, and not even a throw being made, and Sagadahl has himself a triple here in the 13th. We were wondering when a ball would reach one of those gaps for whatever team today, and it just happened that Sagadahl's ball scooted by Kevin Kramer.
And that's a long way to run from where Kramer's playing center field there, and it just kind of eluded Kevin Kramer there, and
number 10, Tyler Hebring. That'll bring Tyler Hebring to the plate. And now the Bullfrogs of Bird Island have some options here in the 13th with a runner at third and one out. The infield in on the grass for the Clippers, and Hebring takes a strike from Matt Geislinger and 0-1. We've seen Matt in a few situations like this today, and he just gets stronger.
He does. Said that before when somebody gets a hit off him.
That fastball had more pop. Little changeup. And 0-2 as Hebring swings and misses.
That circle change. Yeah. When he comes over the top of it, he comes over the top of that ball.
But he set that one up with the fastball on the pitch prior to that. Yeah. No balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at third. Geislinger's pitch to Hebrink is outside. Lincoln Hogan had a double check that he had it in his glove there. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here comes Geislinger's pitch. Hogan doesn't move the glove and doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire, and 2-2.
Wow, Matt thought he had that one, didn't he?
Two balls, two strikes.
It looked good from up here.
2-2 the count. Hebrink at the plate. Here's Geislinger's pitch, and a driven to center field. It may be enough to get the run home. Here comes Kramer's throw after the catch, and cut off, and 1-0 Bird Island on the sack fly by Tyler Hebrink here in the 13th.
Just knew it, that pitch that Matt thought he had was strike three, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What happens after that? Guy gets the ball hard, drives in a run here. What a fantastic pitch that was.
So the run scores here in the 13th with two outs, Dylan Gass to the plate. Looking ahead to the Clippers' 13th. Here's a fly ball to Danny Bergen, right? He'll make the catch for the out. And for Bird Island in the 13th, one run, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the 13th. 1-0 Bird Island. We're back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Bottom of the 13th, and the Watkins Clippers trailing by a run now. 1-0, bottom of the 13th. And for the Clippers, Lincoln Hogan, Matt Geislinger, Brendan Ashton, the 2-3-4 hitters for Watkins. Lincoln Hogan swings and misses at the first pitch in 0-1.
Lincoln wanted to get something started here to get the Matt Geislinger on deck. Boy, he had a mighty cut at that.
Yes, he did. The pitch to Hogan. That's high for a ball and 1-1. Left-hander Josh Kingery on in relief of starter Logan Nissen. And Kingery's fastball catches the inside corner.
He gets snapped with his
and
fastball, doesn't he?
1-2.
See how quick he gets that ball and comes back to the plate there on that, watching that delivery here.
One ball, two strikes. Here's Hogan, a shot into left field, a base hit. Lincoln starts the inning with a base hit.
Watkins needs two here, and he got a good start right now.
Here comes Matt Geislinger to the plate.
He got a single, brings up the pitcher. Number 15, Matt Geislinger.
So Matt taking a look over at third base. I believe Kevin Kramer is over at third right now in that coach box. Heath is at first. 1-0 Bird Island, bottom of the 13th.
Got to get him over to second base here.
Matt walked and is only at bat against Josh Kingery and shows bunt in the pitch of ball, 1-0. Pulled back on that. One ball, no strike.
I think Matt went for it, but
now they're appealing. Oh, now they say a strike. Okay.
I thought he offered two.
You thought he offered? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's ruled a strike, 0-1. Geislinger tries to put the bat on the ball, and he bunts it foul. And now 0-2 to Matt. That pitch was up in the strike zone.
It was. And I think Matt wants the. I think Matt wants to hit a double here. He wants to see Hogan run one.
No balls, two strikes to Matt. Kingery sits in a foul tip into the midst of the catcher, and Matt is out on strike. So the first out, that'll bring Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan Ashton so far today, 0 for 5.
Ooh, that's unfamiliar territory for him.
Right, right. Like to see him hit that left center field gap. And like Don said, let's see Lincoln Hogan run. And that's the left center, the left field line, just fouled by Brendan Ashton. Oh,
that would have scored a tying run. That would have fell fair.
Oh, my. He turned on that Kingery fastball. And down the left field line, it was fouled by quite a bit yet. But, oh, my. I mean, the left fielder and right fielder, they're squeezing the middle right now, so there's so much line.
What the way the pitchers are been pitching today, you can't really hug the lines, can you?
No, no. 0-1 the count to Brendan Ashton. There's strike two called and 0-2.
I think Josh Kingery just found a little bit of a little extra gas here, didn't he?
He did. No balls, two strikes. Ready on the mound, Kingery. He comes home, and Ashton fouls it to the backstop, and 0-2 yet.
Ashton's getting his cuts in here. Throw him another one like that. I think Ashton's going to lose one here.
I think so, too. Well, Brendan's keying on that fastball now, 0-2. Kingery's got a little room to play with in the count. Carter Block on deck. Ashton on the changeup, fouls it off. The count 0-2. He took a little bit off that pitch. No balls, two strikes. 1-0 Bird Island, bottom of the 13th inning. Watkins, their last hope. Ashton again fouling it at the plate. And the count stays at 0-2.
Getting fooled at all by Josh Kingery here. Brandon Ashton got that left foot. He's got that kick going, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. 0-2. Ashton back into the box as Kingery gets a new baseball. Over at first, Lincoln Hogan. He had a leadoff single here in the 13th. And pitch tapped on the ground to short. They flip to second for one, and they call him out at second. Segadahl hanging on the bag at second. And they get the force out, 6-4. That flip from the shortstop gap to Segadahl just about went into the outfield.
Oh, my. I never thought that he stuck to that bag at second base and that flip back. It's a tough play, but.
So now, Carter Block to the plate with two outs. Brendan Ashton, the base runner at first. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Carter Block, strike one. One on for Watkins. That's Ashton at first with two outs. Block fouls it at the plate, and the count 0-2. Kingery doing his job, getting ahead in the count. Moorhead still leading the Cold Spring Springers 4-3 in the seventh inning. We get a pinch runner here for Brendan Ashton, Don.
Xander Wilner
will run for Ashton. Carter Block down in the count, 0-2 here in the 13th. Carter so far today, 1-for-5. Kingery ready on the mound. He works from the stretch and the throw to first, and Wilner back safely.
smart move by Josh Kingery, wasn't it?
Get that new guy off the bench.
Yep.
0-2, two outs. The pitch, and a swing and a miss. Locks out on strike. And Bird Island comes and picks the ball game today, 1-0 over the Watkins Clippers. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Your final score today, it was Bird Island 1, Watkins nothing in 13 innings. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game and recap this one for you as well in a minute.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinem, back with you in Springfield. Our game has gone final. What started out as afternoon, Don, it's now into the evening, and what a ball game it was.
I'll tell you what, nothing but zeros until the top of the 13th inning, and Bird Island breaks the ice there, and Watkins tries to come back, leading a runner around the bottom of the 13th, and Josh Kingery was up to the task, wasn't he, in the bottom of the 13th. He got Watkins with one hit there in that inning. And I tell you what, you can't ask for a better pitch game than this here by Neeson from Bird Island to, well, to nine innings. I think it was nine and a third, probably, or eight and a third. Bring Josh Kingery in, and he does a fantastic job running a little bit of control problems for a little bit. Matt Geisinger throws the whole game. I believe he had 19 strikeouts.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 19 strikeouts. He did not walk a man today, Matt Geisinger.
So he pitches 31 innings in the state tournament.
Gives up one run.
And he has 36 strikeouts.
Those are incredible
and
numbers.
That's unofficial, but
those are three games.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
That's pretty impressive. State tournament total for Matt Geisinger, and obviously it's in a losing effort. The Clippers had opportunities early on, Don. They had the bases loaded in the second, and they couldn't get a run in the second inning. They had a base runner at third later on in the game. Couldn't get him in. So they had opportunities at some points to score a run.
And that pass ball on that with Berg at third base, or two bases loaded, well, it's a tough play for the runner at third base. So he comes down, he sees that ball, carrying back off of that backstop. He's not going to make it home. Well, your runner from second kind of anticipates him going home. The runner at first anticipates it. Runner at second gets back. Berg gets back. The double guy off first base.
I know. Tough, line totals for us?
I do. For Bird Island today, they had one run on eight hits. They committed one error and left 10 on base. For Watkins Clippers, no runs, 11 hits, two errors. They left 11 on base.
Wow. Winning pitcher in relief today, Josh Kingery, the draftee from Atwater, gets the win in relief. And he pitches from that ninth inning when there was two outs. He came in the ninth inning with two outs. So he goes 4 1/3 innings of relief today for the victory. The loss will go to Matt Geislinger. And, again, 13 innings,
hard loss.
19 strikeouts.
It's a hard loss for any of them. And either team is a tough loss, whoever lost.
And you got to look back and just say, guys, we got to score a run.
Yes, absolutely.
We got to score somewhere. We got to score a run for Matt to win this ballgame.
When we got opportunities, we didn't do it today, and that's what happened.
And that's so unfortunate because, in my opinion, Watkins was the better team here today.
I think so, too, Randy. I agree with you 100% on that one. They took off the
game. You said that early on. They just looked more comfortable.
They looked more relaxed.
And
they could throw as hard as they wanted to Watkins. They were ready for them.
The only run of the game coming in the 13th inning, and that was number two hitter Jordan Segedahl, gapped one between Kevin Kramer and Dan Berg, and there was no way any one of those guys was going to get to that ball.
Not a bit.
It rolled to the fence for a triple. And coming in to score on a sacrifice fly by Tyler Hink for Ebrick was the Segedahl for the only run today.
And you look at the dimensions out here. You got to play your center fielder pretty shallow with a 452 center field. You got a 370 gap, and you hit that in between that. So that ball is probably rolling 400 feet, pretty close to that by the time he picks up that ball.
Absolutely.
So if you got any kind of wheels on the base paths, and I'm sure there's been some in park home runs hit in this park so far, but that was the break they needed.
That was. Time to name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. And, you know, Matt pitched an awesome game today, but there were a couple players that had two hits today. One of those.
Dan Berg. I thought
Dan
he had
Berg,
a good game.
Yeah, Dan and Nolan Geislinger had two hits today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it up to you, Don. You name our player of the game.
I don't know. It's hard not to give it to Matt, but I think Dan Berg seen the ball well all day today from the get-go, and I think he was going to be their spark plug in this game.
Okay, so Dan.
As far as the offense goes.
You bet. Dan will pick up our Albany and Richmond A&W certificate. He can redeem it either at Albany or Richmond and enjoy $10 at one of those businesses. Thank you again to Albany and Richmond A&W. So Watkins' season ends today, Region 15C. We have no more teams left in the final eight. It'll be Bird Island. They'll be taking on the winner of this ball game, Union Hill and Young America, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Cold Spring Rockies and Bemidji game will be on Chasm tomorrow. That will be on Chasm at 3 o'clock tomorrow. The Cold Spring Rockies and Bemidji games. So listen for that on KASM tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the Cold Spring Rockies and Bemidji, as we'll have that one here on Chasm tomorrow afternoon. So it depends how Kirby does. If Kirby can get the Springers to win, he'll be over in Shakopee, and that means I would come down here tomorrow and do a Rockies game tomorrow yet, and probably with the likes of Kurt or Reese or one of them, I would imagine, tomorrow. So
very good.
Don, I want to thank you for joining us in region play and state tournament play. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been, Randy. We went through a lot of baseball games in the regions and with the state. I believe we did about 20 games now, didn't we, Randy, together for the last, going on our fifth week.
We did. 20 games between Don and I that we were able to cover here through regions and the state tournament. So, all in all, a very successful year considering where amateur baseball was back in May, right?
Very much so, and I think starting with the Region 15C and through the state tournament, we had some good representation all the way through here, and hats off to all the guys coming out of Region 15C, and good luck to the rest of the team.
All right, we're going to wrap it up from Springfield. Scott has a rosary coming up on KESM. We want to thank our Watkins sponsors, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud. Thank you again, Donald. Final score here this afternoon in 13 innings. It was Bird Island 1, Watkins nothing. You've been listening to State Tournament Baseball on KASM. Thank you, Scott. Back at our studios, it's all.